Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Excuse me, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Well, I guess it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. I'm under the weather with a slight cold. I was in Atlanta for the weekend, and the weather was cold out there, so I don't think I dressed properly, so I hope you all will bear with me tonight, but we're going to do this show anyway. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm excited about it, and I trust that all of you all are as well. I've certainly been looking forward to having this show, and it comes to us by popular demand. So many people have wanted us to do a topic on tonight's topic, and so we finally got around to doing just that. So you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly tune in on the internet as well, 347. Just simply go to drjessewalker.com. You can also listen live, of course, by calling 347-857-1769. We're certainly here. I encourage you to visit my website. You can certainly find things that may be of interest to you on that website. You'll find that I have a number of products and services that I offer, including my book, After the Passion, Now What? You can certainly get a copy of that. It's on sale from our regular price, and we have a number of other items, life coaching services that we do. So please join us and check out the website and some of the products that are available on that website. Tonight, I want to let you all know that we're coming up on 6 years of being on the air. May will be the anniversary month for being on the air for 6 years. So I'm very excited about that. You can go into the archives. We have done, I would say, close to 700 archive shows now. You can certainly go in and pick a show that may be of interest to you. You'll find something there. I'm certain that you'll find something there that could be of interest to you just by tuning in to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Let me reiterate. That is some of my food for thought from last week's show. Many of you all say that you did not get an opportunity to hear some of the food for thought for last week's show. And I just wanted to, that topic was, is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? So just to reiterate some of that, it dealt with me giving my opinion at the end of the show. And, of course, those opinions that expressed my guests or otherwise are not necessarily the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should always be perceived as such. Now, we're going to get to that, and I want to, before I do, I want to go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, all the way from Atlanta, and I understand the weather is not so great there either. Well, I was just there this weekend. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. Greetings.
Hi, Dr. Walker. Are you hearing me clearly?
I'm hearing you clearly, yes.
Awesome.
I got sick in your town this weekend.
Oh, my. Yeah, we have some changeable weather in the A. So, yeah, it does vary quite a bit.
No, okay. Okay, how was it out there today?
A little chilly, but, you know, I've had that Ohio acclimation, so it may not be as cold to me as it is to some Southerners.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand that. I promised some of our audience that I would read the food for thought from last week's broadcast, and it's rather brief. It was the show dealt with, is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? And there are only six, pardon me, there's only six tidbits that I wanted to give with this. When it comes to, is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? These are just some things you may want to think about. One, how about changing some things you've repeatedly done that may be boring to your significant other? Two, how about sitting down together with your significant other to discuss interests, things that are of interest to you? You know, for example, your likes and your dislikes, and, of course, his likes and dislikes as well. Number three, write out something different together. Number four, explore life together with new adventures. Number five, find a reason to get re-excited about life and about each other. Number six, if you really love and want each other, why not make it happen? Because it will take the two of you to bring back the youth and vitality to your marriage or relationship. Let me just ask Ms. Blake, before we go into tonight's broadcast, how important is that, that somebody do each other together, in your opinion?
I missed the first part of that. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, I mean, just that part about doing things together, because, you know, the topic last week was, is your marriage or relationship missing youth and vitality? And I wanted to say, how important is it to you as a life coach to tell people that you've got to do things together and spend some quality time together?
It's extremely important. And the key word in that is quality. Certainly I have personally been in long-distance relationships, and quality, not so much quantity of the time as much as the quality of the time that you spend together, is it does help to fortify the relationship.
Okay, I certainly agree with that, and I'm sure that our listening audience will as well. Once again, I want to apologize to you all. I'm a little under weather. Hopefully by Thursday, next Tuesday, of course, my voice will be back, I'm hoping and trusting, because I've got a speaking engagement coming up, so I need my voice to be back. Let's get ready for tonight's story. Ms. Blake, do you have the story with you?
I do. Would you like me to go over it with the audience?
Please.
Okay. And this is Katrina and Lester's story that we are sharing with the audience here tonight. And as Dr. Walker just said, for those of you just joining us, our topic for tonight is marriage really all that? Now into their seventh year of marriage, Katrina and Lester have both reached a point in their marriage in wondering if they are simply fooling themselves with staying in what is obviously a dead-end marriage. So here's their story. They met in their first year of college several years ago and saw issues at the time, of which they later ignored, which is now haunting them in the marriage. They happen to be devout Christians who share the same faith, yet they are having difficult times simply getting along with each other in their home. It's to the point now where they live somewhat separate lives, doing things very independent of each other. They have attended several counseling sessions, which have been to no avail, which leads them to the conclusion that marriage is not all that, especially in their case. And there are several reasons that this couple feels that their marriage to each other is not all that. And these reasons include the following. Now, initially, they thought it was about love, but it turns out that they got used to each other and both came from prior broken relationships. The second thing, outside of their faith, they share very little in common. For example, Katrina likes to talk and express herself on a constant basis, sounds like most women, while Lester hardly has anything to say at all. The third reason, Katrina still wants children, and Lester never wanted children from the very beginning. The fourth thing, Lester spends a great deal of his leisure time with his guy friends, leaving little quality time to spend with Katrina. This, of course, bothers Katrina. And the fifth thing, they seldom do anything together, and they are intimate maybe once a month. Red flag. So neither of them has shown interest in other people, but just they have lost desires for each other, and they've now settled into their marriage in an unfavorable way. Now, only in their late 20s, they have no children. They're both thinking that they should go their separate ways because their marriage is really not all that. So, Dr. Walker, would you like to talk about the questions for tonight?
Yes. The first question that we start out with tonight is, was this marriage over from the start? What do you think, Ms. Blade?
Well, it certainly started on in a deficit. I mean, here we commonly hear that there were problems in the relationship, and these things were pretty glaring. I mean, something as simple as the issue of children. This is why I frequently recommend marriage counseling, couples counseling, because of the fact that you need to explore these differences because they will creep up again. So it definitely started on a deficit, I'd say that.
And this part probably has to do with the fact that they ignored some warning signs in that relationship. Let's go to the phone line for a moment. We're going to go to 205-908-1414. We're going to go to 205-908. Thank you for being on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Welcome back, Jack.
Back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. I'm glad to be back. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance
to
hear the story because I was taking another call. That's what took me so long to come in.
Well, Jack, let me just tell you briefly, we have a couple here in today's story who basically had lots of warning signs that their relationship wasn't going well, and they had some differences as far as one wanted children, the lady did, Katrina, and give me a second, Lester, her spouse, did not want children. They're in their 20s, late 20s. They still don't have children. They're not spending quality time together. They came from broken relationships. And so just a host of things. And right now they're feeling like marriage really isn't all that. And we're really having a discussion right now. Was this marriage just simply over from the start? What is your opinion on that?
Well, I agree. I caught the tail end on what you were saying before. I agree with you. I think they needed to have had counseling from the beginning, from the onset. They should have had counseling. And right now, they seem like they want to go their separate ways because they're both doing their own thing, basically, and all. And marriage is about compromising. Marriage is about compromising. It's not all about you. It's not all about the spouse. It's about you all working together from a common goal. And I think if they put the appropriate person that's supposed to be the head of the home in charge, then I think they can work things out. They need to invite the Savior. They need to invite Jesus into their home. He needs to be present. He needs to be there. They need to find time to spend time worshiping together. They need to find time spending time with each other, going out on little outings together and all. But right now, they're heading in different directions. And then eventually what you're going to see is a third or a fourth party coming into play because they're going their separate ways and all. That's my take.
Yeah, I do agree with you, but what about the fact that they pretty much know that they're just, it seems like they're just not even spending time together. So would they be wasting time if they stayed together another year?
Well, I don't know. I mean, love conquers all. We don't know. They may have fallen out of love now, but who's to say that they can't fall back in love? I don't know if you could say that a year from now is going to be worse. But did they go through the right channels and getting counseling and put forth effort? And as I said earlier, It's about compromising. It's not all about you individually, but it's about you all collectively. And do they have any children? I needed to ask that question. Are there any offspring? They don't have any children.
They do not have children.
Okay, they do not have children at all. But I still think, I mean, something lured them together to begin with. Something brought them together to begin. I can't say that it was love, but something was there. So they need to try now to do everything within their power to see if they can try to salvage this marriage, starting off, like you said, getting counseling, praying together, asking the Lord to show them, is this the right mate for me or not? And then if they go through all of that and then it's still not working out, then they both should go their separate ways. That's how I feel.
Okay, Dr. Walker, what's your take on it?
Well, I think you all have summarized it quite well. You know, if they don't invite the presence of the Lord in, and even if they have, because remember you said in the story, they are devout Christians. But, you know, sometimes that's just not enough. They're not spending quality time. And, I mean, that in itself is a big problem. You know, he's spending time with his friends. So that's a distraction. If they're not trying to come together to walk in harmony, then they're certainly setting themselves up to walk separately. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. And Ms. Blake, thank you for taking the lead. We're going to go to 954-226. Who do we have on the air?
This is Rose.
Thank you for joining
Hi,
us, Rose. Ms. Blake, go ahead,
Rose.
Hi, everyone.
So, Rose, what's your take on that situation?
Yeah, Jack.
Uh-huh.
What Jack said normally is my sentiment, you know, always giving it all you have. And, you know, trying your best. Don't just throw in the towel, you know, and praying about it and making sure that you give it everything. And I still think that way. But in this case, they're only in their late 20s. They have their whole life ahead of them. And if they were not so much on separate pages, I would say, you know what, I agree with Jack and say, you don't know what could happen next year. They could fall back in love and they could, you know. But one of them wants to have a child, the wife, and the man, he is opposed to that. A female, you know, those of us who want to have kids, it doesn't matter what the man thinks. If that's what we want that. You know, there are some females who just does not want a child, and that's okay. But when the female desperately want to have a child and the man doesn't, it's going to bring frustration in the marriage no matter how long they stay together. You know, and if he definitely don't want a child, it's going to be hard for her to change his mind. So I would say in their case, if it were me, I would probably give it another 6 months going through counseling and seeing what can happen in 6 months. But if after 6 months I still feel like I want a child and he still feel like he doesn't and we're still not spending time together, the marriage is still, you know, I would just say, you know, I'm going my separate way. I'm going to start over. You know, that's how I look at it.
Well, Rose, I definitely tend to agree with you on that. Jack, you had great points as well. But being that these are young adults, as I tend to refer to that age group, you know, life is too short. Definitely marriage, I always say this on the show, is a very serious commitment. And definitely it should be taken seriously. But at the same time, if they are, I mean, that's a major point. There are some major differences that this couple has. And what you don't want is Katrina getting pregnant and Lester having resentment for that. And that certainly does happen in many cases. Do we have anybody else on the line? Can we check with the producers, Dr. Walker? Have any other questions?
Not yet. The producers are going to let me know in a few minutes if somebody else has come through.
All right.
You
well,
may
want to
reiterate.
On.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to move on to something else here. And that question is, what would you do if you were either one of them? I'd like to do a round robin, and we could start with Jack. Jack, if you were Lester, what would you do in this situation, or at least what you think you would do?
Okay. I mean, going out with my friends and not wanting to have children and all.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's a hard one because I've always wanted to have children. I just didn't want to have a whole bunch of them, but I always wanted to. But let me just see if I can piggyback off of that a little bit. Probably what I would do, I probably would say, well, I'm out of here. I mean, we just can't seem to get it right. We just can't seem to get it right. You going in your direction, I'm going in my direction, and then we've fallen out of love. And so I think it's time for us to just go our separate ways and all. So I'm with Rose now. I'm with Rose on that. I mean, even though, I to be honest with you, I think that they should give it a shot. But if they feel like the love is completely gone, then they need to just go their separate ways.
Okay. Okay, so having said that, Rose, if you were Katrina, what would you do? What do you think you would do?
Now, if I'm very much in love with him, I know it would be difficult to just walk away. But if I value the things that I need in order to be happy in life and to have joy, then I'm going to let it go, because if I want a child, I'm going to want a child more than I want to be married. That's just the truth. When a woman wants, because if that's something you want, you're not going to feel complete. That might not be right to say, but that's just real. If you want to have kids in life, you're not, as a woman, you're not going to feel complete unless you do, okay? So, therefore, I would let it go. I would let it go and try again with someone else.
Okay, I'm going to throw a new twist in this story because
okay,
I actually, you know...
May I respond to that also, please?
Oh, yes, please.
Briefly here, what I would like to say is if I had to advise either one of them, I would kind of look at it like Rose did also and taking Jack's perspective under consideration as well. I would tell them, because they're young, and, I mean, if he's spending more time with his buddies, and even if I had the children in a relationship and it's just not gelling, I think you're doing a disservice to the other person, and I think you just need to go in separate directions, because if it's not there, you need to give them the gift of goodbye that you always talk about, Miss Blake. That's my gift.
Okay, but that's great. I hear you. But here we go, because, you know, I life coach folks, and I certainly would never breach any confidentiality. But I've seen circumstances like this lots of times. So what about this couple? They're in their late 20s. They're at the height of starting to be at the height of their careers. Okay, let's suppose that they have very upstanding, highly visible positions in the community. You know, they may even be on the media frequently. And everybody loves this couple when they go out to various social events and settings. And so, you know, oftentimes people don't know what's going on inside the marriage. So now,
that's
what
right.
about that? Value of that, because I've been told before that I had an aunt told me once. She said, "You know, marriage is basically a way to build wealth." She wasn't saying that love wasn't part of it, but marriage was a way that wealth was built. So, what about the fact that this is a very well-known, up-and-coming couple in the community? Should they take that into account, or does that play a role at all?
You asking me first.
Yeah, whoever, go ahead, Jack.
I just want to say that I don't believe in just staying together because of what people say. Now, that's just from my standpoint. I mean, I'm not out to please man. I mean, if things are just not going right and then she's telling me that she doesn't love me, she doesn't want me anymore, then I am ready to give her the gift of goodbye, as you all say. I'm ready to do that. But it's now, see, if there's some type of hope, some type of chance, then I would go all out. But it doesn't matter what the community is saying, what my status is, what her status is. I could be a lawyer, she could be a doctor, and everybody's thinking that we're the ideal couple. But no, I think we should give the gift of goodbye. Go ahead.
Okay, but Jack, are you sure? Because what if you are the principal of a school and you are up for superintendent and the school board has said to you, we need a wholesome role model of a family, and we really like the fact that you and your wife are such a role model to our community, and you're bound to get this position because of the fact that not only are you qualified, but in addition to that, you and your wife are such a role model for our community.
Well, I don't want to lie to anybody. I don't want to go under false pretenses and all. I would have to bow out for that position. If it meant that the spouse and I had to be together, and that we had to go out to outings together and put on the front like some people do, That means I'm living a lie. That means I'm a hypocrite. I just couldn't see myself doing that. I would have to say no. Now, they have to take me on my own merits. It would have to nothing to do with my significant other. If you're going to take me, I'm qualified. If I'm all that, according to your standards, and you want a good superintendent, you want a good principal or whatever, then you're going to take me on my standards and not on what I bring to the table with my significant other. That's my take.
Okay, thank you. Rose, are you still on the line with us?
I think our producer told us that Rose has left the air.
Okay. Well, Dr. Walker, I know your voice is challenging you, but I have a question for you. What is this for you? And the fact that you are a well-known, maybe even television personality, you've got your own TV talk show, and you just bought your million-dollar home. And so, you're tied up in some mortgage issues, and you definitely don't want to bring the paparazzi and all the negative press with the fact that your marriage is not doing well. So how would you handle this?
Well, I don't think you can put a price on happiness and joy in a home. I really don't believe so. And I think that if you're having issues and it's just not working out, I think I would just try to settle. Let's just settle. Let's end it. Let's part. We don't have to be friends after we part, but we can be certainly cordial. But I would think the sooner we can get this over, the better. Now, if you ask me this question, and if I were president of the United States, I mean, that part of the image, I probably wouldn't have to do anything until my terms were up.
I don't agree with Dr. Walker. I don't agree.
I know. You know, I'm saying that after. But, it is what it is. But, Jack, you're right. You're right. Why should one make a difference and the other one shouldn't? It's an image. So you're right. Mm-hmm. If I'm not to do it as a Hollywood or anybody else, then I should be willing to do it as president of the United States. It just doesn't look good, but if she's not liking me and I'm not liking her, you're right, Dad. I would throw that.
I got to go.
I have to let it go.
I got to go.
Okay.
Can I do it in my second term?
Well, now we have two males on the show. Who tonight, one of them being the host, who are saying, in the words of an old song, if it doesn't fit, don't force it. However, what about prayer? What about the power of prayer?
Yes.
Do you think that prayer could really change things in the dead-end marriage if the parties felt like it's really over?
I'm sorry, Dar.
No, that's all right. We'll bring in another call in a moment.
Okay, I was just going to say that I think that if you really believe in the power of prayer, then you got to listen to that still small voice. Now, that voice could be telling you that this is not the one for you. You got to bow out, but bow out gracefully. And like you all saying, give her the gift of goodbye. See, I mean, you guys are just not compatible at all. You guys are not together. And make sure you move now rather than later on down the line when you have offspring. You bring offspring into the play. I think one of you all mentioned that about children and all. So when children come in, people just tolerate each other a lot of the times, and that makes it more responsibility, and then it just messes things up for you. So if you're going to give each other the gift of goodbye, you need to do it now before you bring any children to the table.
Wow. Well, if you're just joining us on tonight's show, the topic for tonight's show is marriage really all that? And we're talking about a couple, Katrina and Lester, to summarize it, who are basically the marriage is dead in at this point. They're not spending quality time together. One of them wants children, being Katrina. Lester does not. Just major issues. They're very seldom intimate, maybe once a month. I haven't even touched that yet, y'all. So, you know, there are a lot of things going on in this marriage, and we're having a discussion. They're in their late 20s, and as far as the discussion, what is it that they should do at this point? Should they really just go their separate ways, or can prayer make all the difference? Dr. Walker, you have any comments at this time?
Yes, but let me, we're going to bring, before I give my comment, we're going to bring this call in, 561-267. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Good evening.
561-267. Who do we have on the air?
Good evening. This is Sarita.
Hello, Sarita. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I haven't been on in many, many, many weeks, but I'm glad to be able to rejoin.
So what's your take
thank
on
you.
This?
Well, I'm not really sure how long this couple supposedly has been married, but my take is that if they're this long and the communication has not come, this long married and the communication hasn't come to the point about children until now, they've got serious communication issues. That is really an issue that should have been talked about and resolved prior to marriage. When you go into marriage, you look into what the family structure will be like, and you come to an agreement as to if this is the family, you both have the same in mind, the same view. If you're already in a marriage for how many years, and you haven't talked about children until now, what have you talked about?
Right, and apparently this couple knew before they got married that one wanted children and the other did not. They simply chose to ignore that.
Oh, well, that was a marriage that was destined for destruction. If you know that there's something that's an impasse with you and you still decide to go ahead into the relationship, I don't understand that.
And this couple has
really,
been married for seven
really,
years,
think,
by the way.
Pardon me?
They've been married for 7 years.
7 years. Wow. Well, I think it's important that couples, before they get married, communicate on all these points so that they don't destroy the opportunity for each other's happiness by jumping in and then having to jump back out. But since they're in there and they're thinking fast, if they don't get into some serious marriage counseling that can reevaluate what's most important in their lives, and, I mean, the fact is, I have 18 children. None of mine, they're all my godchildren, and I love them dearly. And that brings my satisfaction for not ever having a child of my own. So we can look at some alternative parenting styles that can help to meet those needs, but we have to be willing to make those adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So having said that, what advice would you give this couple? If they came to you for counseling or advice, what would you tell them?
I think there's some other issues going on than just the not having children or having children issues. There's something deeper. And apparently there are some communication problems that have been going on for a good period of time. If they really want to revive the marriage, they need to focus on what they can do as compromises to save the marriage. I think that's most important is if this is someone who you've made a commitment to, you know that you want to be honorable in your commitment, then what can you do to save this marriage? What can you do? I mean, there's a lot of adjustments that can be made. Definitely a lot of prayer should have been from the beginning of the marriage and continuing. But communication can really change the course that you're going on if you learn how to open up and share.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for those comments. Dr. Walker?
We got another caller. Let's go to 954-417. 954-417. 954-417. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Welcome to the show. What's your take on the situation with this couple?
Last week I was listening on the show. I think we were talking about marriage, but I wasn't able to call in. But something that the life coach stated, that you have to find yourself first in this situation with these marriages, because a lot of people believe that as soon as they get married, that other person is going to make them happy, and that other person is going to be that knight in shining armor, and he's going to do this and do that to make you happy. No, first you have to find yourself and know exactly what it takes to make yourself happy. So what they're going through now, oh, I can't have a baby, so we're not going to even communicate, because you won't allow us to have a baby and add to this family. No, this stuff should have been piggybacked on what the other caller said. This should have been talked about long before. Are we going to have kids or not? What are our goals? And it's just that they've been together 7 years and they're not even considering, you know, counseling and things of that nature. But I think they set themselves up, and it was just a matter of time. Years then rolled past and rolled past, and they thought that they could just put all their troubles and, you know, under the rug and sweep it away, but it has resurfaced. And now the advice is, now are you going to go head on and eliminate those things that you're not willing to do and continue to live together, or are you going to just walk away? That's my take on it.
Right. Well, thank you. And that's very interesting. We did talk about this last week, and I'm glad that you brought this back up. One of the things that I shared as a life coach is I'm the author of the book Falling in Love with Me, and that really is a deep premise of the book, of really getting to know who you are before. And also, me had a dual meaning in the first edition, which was mutual enhancement. When two people truly go about wanting to make the other person happy, first knowing what happiness is within their own soul and their own heart, then that's when they can begin to truly give the kind of love that can be everlasting. So thank you so much. I think there are a lot of people that's jumping into relationships and marriages without really knowing who they are first. So great point. Uh-huh. Great points made by both callers. Dr. Walker?
Yes, Rose is back with us if you wanted to go to Rose.
Can I chime in?
Oh, Jack.
Sure.
Jack, go ahead.
So just before we go to Rose, Jack.
Yeah, let me just ask this now. A lot of people just say that I want to get married, and then they just said that I want to, before I get married, I want to try out the goods. Okay, so therefore, I'm going to stay with her, or I'm going to stay with him for maybe a couple of years, and then we'll see how it goes. You know, and even at that, I'm going to still be able to do my thing. I was reading an article just yesterday where a lot of the movie stars now are doing their own thing, even though they're married or they're tied up together, they're still seeing other people and all. So, you think that's one reason why things like this happening today? Because people feel like later on down the line, I might fall out of love with that person, or I don't know how it's going to go, so maybe I should go this route. I'm going to do my thing, and she's going to do her thing, and then if we decide to go our separate ways, we will. I'm just wondering about that.
I think, Jack, if I may respond to that, I think a lot of it has to do with character. I tell people all the time, having been married and now single and dating, that it has to do with the character of the individual. A person can choose to be unfaithful and sleep in the same bed with you every night. So having that person under the roof doesn't change their character. It reveals their character, but it doesn't change it.
Awesome. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Any other takers on that? Dr. Walker, would you like to add to that?
Yes, I think basically I think you summed it up perfectly, because it all comes down to character, and I agree with you 100%. We've got some comments that may have come in. Ms. Blake, I think you may have the comment. Do you have them?
I don't, actually. The producers weren't able to get it to me.
All right. Then I've got some on this end over here. If we can go ahead and start taking some comments, and then you got a roundabout, Robin, you can do. We've got Nikki on the line. We've got Jag, Rose. I think those are some of the ones
and
that we have
Serena
on there.
Still on there.
Who?
Serena, are you still on the line?
Oh, yeah, Serena. Serena's still on the line as well.
Serena.
All right, here's the first comment, Ms. Blake, and then you can go ahead and direct it. This email writes in, she says, in reference to, is marriage really all that? I've been married for 13 years and can honestly say, if you are married to the wrong person, as I think I am, then I think marriage is not at all, then marriage is not all that. On the other hand, if you're married to the right person, then I think it could be different, meaning better. So here she's saying, she's married to the wrong person for 13 years. So this week you're going to send that out to somebody.
Yeah, Sarita, would you please take that, if you don't mind, comment on that? Is she online?
I got part of what he said. He had married to the wrong person?
For 13 years.
Wow. And that's kind of unfortunate, like that number, 13.
I think she's right on it.
Yeah, so for 13 years, some people do swallow their own desires just to be able to say I'm married, and a long period like that, 13 years, that's a sad story, you know, really. We got I like the comment that was made, that we have to know who the me is, who we are, what we really want to bring to a relationship, and how this relationship can blossom and grow in order for it to be a good relationship. And when you're in a relationship, it can, I've seen some rocky relationships, and they've gone through the ups and downs, and even though 13 years of being married to the wrong man, if we can find a way to bring both people to the table to talk about what can make it better, and they're honest about what they would be willing to change or adjust to make it better, it can get better, it can improve. But that communication tip is so vitally important. And some people who have suffered a long time like that, they may find it impossible for the other person to change. So, you know, if you get married thinking that marriage is going to be beautiful, I'm going to make him change to be like me, give him another year, he'll change, give him another year, or give her another year, however it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're fooling yourself, you know, if you're not really working at it together. So it does take both of you looking at the goals, making conscious steps toward those goals, and evaluating your progress along the way.
Okay. Thank you very much for those comments. Dr. Walker, I have comment number two here. It comes from a female. It said, and Nikki, if you're still on the line, I'd like you to take this one. It says, I think people make more out of marriage than it really is. I really believe too much hype is placed on marriage and licensing.
Mm-hmm.
In today's time, I question whether marriage should come with an expiration date. As I see other people in their marriages, I clearly see that after a while, couples seem like they don't really like each other. It makes me feel afraid to give marriage a try. I'm 27 and wonder if it's the right thing to do, knowing someday that I want to have a family. Nikki, would you please comment on this? Are you on the line with us?
Yes, and she's exactly right. People are getting married for all the wrong reasons. And we only have a few marriages that we can actually look at to say that, okay, they hung in there. And you see people married 25, 30 years. They have been through a lot. Basically, they have mastered the option to forgive. I mean, you have to forgive on every level, and you have to love again. You got to actually forget what that person does and continue to go on. And she's exactly right. Young people do not have great examples in marriage these days. You, as the other person that wrote in, 13 years together, and you married the wrong person. Why did it take that long?
I think a lot of time the church contributes to that, and that's just my humble opinion, because people are brought up with the idea of marriage is for life, till death do you part, and oftentimes when people find themselves in unhealthy marriages, they just hang on for dear life because they worry about what their church would say and their community and their families. I have heard that several times.
Well, they're not getting the right counseling either from that church, because that church is supposed to implement for that man to love that wife as Christ mm-hmm. loved the church. And when you don't, you have a husband that's tipping out or not loving that wife and showing her. I mean, wives are very simple. They are very simple women. They just want you to treat them well, provide, and be that prince, be that protector for them, be that priest, all in
can,
one.
Can
and
I chime in?
It.
Sure, Jack.
Can
I have it? Like
okay.
you to take the next comment as well.
Right.
But go ahead.
I'm a little baffled here, but I think social media plays a major role in all of this. The hype on marriage, they're saying that it's not all of that, but I beg to differ. I think it's the hype on marriage should be there. I think it should be present. Marriage is honorable. Marriage is holy, and the bed is undefiled according to the Bible and all. We have to bring back in the right picture. We have to bring back in what thus says the Lord. And I think if people take that into consideration, then the marriage will go a long way. Now, I like what the young lady just said. She said people that have been married, you know, for a number of years, they've learned the art of forgiving. She's absolutely right. You've forgiven so many times, and then you move forward. That's why I said people don't understand the part about that big C word, compromising. It's not all about you. It's not all about your mate. Okay, it's but what you all can bring to the table together, what you can do together. Okay, now, I'm used to doing this. You're used to doing that. But I'm going to compromise. I'm going to do this because you love to do that. And I want you to compromise with me as well. Since I love to do this, you're going to give up going shopping and you're going to watch the game with me or do something with me and all. So I think a lot, the hype should be there. But I think social media, with what they portray on television, and so many people are into the social media and all, and that's what has caused marriages to go awry because of all that you see, these celebrities sleeping with 10 women at the same time, and they're making that out of a big deal and all. So all of this has confused the young generation and all, and they think that's how it's supposed to be. That's why I'm not going to actually get married. I'm going to stay with you, and then I'm still going to do my own thing, or even if I am married to you, like Will Smith and his wife. They have the big article, big news thing with him and his wife. They're doing their own thing. He's doing his own thing, and she's doing her own thing. To me, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Well, Jack, I just want to come back for a moment, because I always like to keep the conversation live and real.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about social media like it's a new
mm-hmm.
thing, but they've been doing this since biblical days.
Well, I wanted you to
go back to the
70s, 60s and the 70s, what they would portray on television, okay? They had it where, go back to some of those shows that they had on, some of those soap operas that they had, okay, where they had men sleeping in separate beds. And all. They didn't show all of that nudity and the man running around with this person and that person and all. They didn't show a lot of that. But with the social media, what I'm talking about, with all of this internet and all of that stuff that's come out in the 90s and all, and you're talking about the young generation, you're talking about the 25, the 27-year-olds and all that. That's what they're so accustomed to, seeing all that foolishness on television and all. And everything is totally different than what it was in the 60s and 70s.
I do agree with you, but they can open the Bible and see a few things, too. I'm just saying.
And that's where the responsibility has to go back on the church, because the church is supposed to implement all of that.
That's
the
good
responsibility
point.
Needs to be on
mm-hmm.
the church.
That's
okay.
a good point.
Very good point. Good point. Jack, mm-hmm. I'd like you to take the next comment here.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Blake. Yes.
This is, if you don't mind, since you're on that particular topic, can I ask
sure.
Jack a question?
Yes.
Okay. Jack,
who's just asking me a question, first of all? Is this Rose? Okay, go ahead, Rose.
Yes, this is Rose. I've heard several men talk about this, and I just want your opinion on it, talking about men who might be sleeping with other women. And Ms. Blake went back to Bible days.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of men saying that they believe that a man should be able to have several wives, that God did not create it for them to have just one wife. So therefore, I've heard several men say that it's okay for the man to have several wives. What's your take on that? I mean, so is it okay for the man to go ahead and sleep around if he can afford to take care of those females? What's your take on that?
Well, you know, in Africa and some of the other third world countries and all, they do have many wives. We even have, with the people in Utah, the Mormons, they have as many wives as they can afford as well. But now, in the Bible, we do see that with Solomon with all those wives, but it's caused so many problems. Even with Abraham, let's go all the way back to Abraham, when he had two wives there, you know, it caused all kind of problems until they had to send the bond woman out. So God never intended for us to have more than one wife. He says, let every man have their own wife, not wives. It didn't say wives. And let every woman have her own husband. So if we're going to go according to the Bible, we got to not just pick and choose which parts we're going to use and take out. We have to go by with all of what it says. And it says, let every man have their own wife. So one, even though, you know, we can laugh about it sometimes, men want more than one wife, or they can take as many as they can afford it all. But to be honest with you, in real life situation, or in keeping it real, as you all say, being as transparent as possible, we should have just one wife. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it was designed. Yes.
Okay. Very good for clarifying that. So the next comment comes from a male, and it says, after seeing what happened to my parents, what they went through in their 22 years of marriage, I'm now in my late 20s, and I'm not sure if marriage is something I really want to do. I would like to have a couple of kids someday, but do not want the commitment of being obligated to someone for the rest of my life. Jack, what would you tell this caller?
Well, even though, you know, your parents may have gone through complete hell, you know, when you were a child growing up, I mean, you watched that, you observed that, you knew that that was something that you didn't want. So now you don't have to follow in that same mode or that same pattern that your parents did. You can go out, like you guys keep saying, you can go out and get counseling. You can find you someone that who cares about you, you care about her, you guys are going to get counseling. You can even share with her some of the things that you saw in your home and growing up as a child that you didn't like. So now, I don't want that to be in my family. I don't want that type of relationship at all. I want us to be true. I want us to keep it real. I want us to love each other. You're showing me affection. I'm showing you affection. We're doing the little niceties, and we keep that. The courtship continue. And let's go to counseling and all that. So all of these things they need to talk about before they get, yeah, of course. And someone said it earlier that, you know, you want to bring in children, even though you've seen so many negative things, but there are some real good families out there, some real good partners that are partners. A real good relationship that I did. Not everything, like I tell the teachers all the time, everything is not punitive. You know, we got to show love and redemption and all. It's the same thing with a marriage. You got to put forth effort. If you don't put forth any effort in it, garbage is going to come out. Garbage in, garbage out. So you put in as much positive things to bring, as much positive things to the table as you possibly can. Otherwise, it will go in a different direction.
Okay, very, very good. Very good advice. Dr. Walker, if your voice is holding up, I'd love to give you the next comment.
Okay.
Okay. And then just feel free to let me know if we need somebody to jump in. So the comment comes from another male, and it says, there are so many people who criticize marriage until I think they probably get it wrong. I personally think that when your situation is going well, you have a tendency to speak in favor of a situation, and when things are going not as well, I think you speak more negatively. For example, I have a very good marriage that is all that because my wife loves me as much as I love her, and we are able to work through any challenge with success over the last 20 years of our marriage. This does not mean it has been perfect, but where there is love, you can conquer. Dr. Walker, comments on this?
Well, I think that they are right on point, and that can apply to a number of things. When things are going well for somebody on the job, chances are they're speaking positively. And the relationship is the same way. When the relationship is going good, and that's usually those initial stages of meeting someone, I mean, all you want to do is talk about that woman or that man to your family, your friends, and anybody who would listen. But the minute that you settle into the relationship, and I think you have an expression, Ms. Blake, I can't quote it right now, but when people show you who they are.
Believe them.
When they show you who they believe them. So when that believable part comes out, it's like you go find select friends that you really usually, you don't tell the world anymore, but you're telling select friends about how affected you are with that particular individual. So I think that he's right on point. People, when things are going well, people speak positively. And when they're not going as well, they also speak positively. But I like the fact that for their 20 years of marriage, they face every challenge. And I think that that's the key. People have got to be able to face the challenges and come out with a workable solution. That's my take on it, Ms. Blake. And the producers are letting me know we have about 6 minutes before the show ends.
Right. Okay. Well, definitely our next comment and comes from a female, and I actually haven't responded to any, so I'll respond to this one for starters. It says, I have been married twice and encountered bad experiences in both marriages. During the time, I clearly thought that marriage was not all that. However, I think the key is getting with someone who is more compatible to you than not. As I reflect back on my two marriages, I can't help but realize the mistake I made in thinking that my exes and I were more compatible, and boy, was I so wrong. If you are not really compatible, you are likely to have a struggle in your relationship. I think this caller has a very good point with her comments. You know, having been married myself, I know it from both sides of the fence. And definitely a key is putting the right people together and making sure that you are truly seeing the person, not for who you want them to be, as I say in my book, Falling in Love with Me, but for who they really are. I think sometimes we create this image, and Dr. Walker, you alluded to it, that we love to talk about all the good stuff. You know, he does this for me, he does that for me, he's wonderful, he's good at this, you know, but when it starts going badly, we tend to quiet down a bit because one reason could be our own self-image. You know, we don't want to look stupid. It's like we've been out there talking great things about this guy, but the truth of the matter is you won't look stupid because everybody else, chances are, have already seen through him before you have, because love has a tendency to distort our feelings. And particularly if there is any type of physical involvement, it gets even further distorted, as I keep it real in my book. And so the key is really, one, knowing who you are and what God is directing you toward in your life. And then, secondly, seeing people for who they are and marrying somebody. Stop trying to change people. I think that's a big mistake that people make. They try to make people into what they want them to be instead of accepting who they are. Okay.
Ms. Blake, if you'd be so kind to do a round robin and ask them in a nutshell, I think we got about 3 minutes, if you'll ask them, is, to each one of them, is marriage all that?
So let's start with Nikki. Are you still on the line with us? Okay, I think we may have lost Nikki. What I know, Jack. Jack, are you still there?
Did you say Jack?
Yes, Jack. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Jack.
Yes.
Is marriage all that? And tell us why, briefly.
Okay, I think marriage is all that. I think because if you find the love of your life, you want to do everything within your power to try to make that person happy. And then, as I said earlier, it's not about us, but it's about compromising and then bringing the Lord into the picture. And then the sky's the limit once you do that.
Great. Rose, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So is marriage all that, and why or why not, briefly?
I think it could be, but, of course, it depends on whether you're the right person. If you're with the right person, it is all that and then some. But if you're not, then I think it could make your life very miserable. So you have to be careful as to who you marry and make sure you marry the right person.
Okay. Okay. And do we have, I think her name is Sarita. Is Sarita on the line still with us?
Yes. Yes, I'm still
here. You will
here.
Very briefly tell us, is marriage all that, yes or no?
Any relationship is all that if God is the center. So I think, yes, marriage is all that, but the center of it is, are we pleasing God in every decision that we make?
Okay, great. Dr. Walker, you have anything to say before I close us out?
Well, I'd say that if marriage is not all that, if your marriage is not all that, it should be.
All right.
That's my take.
Okay, and I'd just like to say as we close the show out for tonight that marriage is a beautiful thing. And speaking as a single woman at this time, it is something that I think is worthwhile and definitely something to aspire to. Is it for everybody? No. But be very careful in your decision-making. Be very God-led. And if you are married, you know, give it your best to work at it. But also recognize when it's just done. So, yes, marriage can be all that if you put God first and put in the work. Having said that, we thank you for joining tonight's show, and we look forward to you joining Friday night's show and again on next Tuesday. So good night and God bless.